A traditional welcome from the bare-chested warriors of Salipaga village. 49 villagers lost their lives when the tsunami struck on the morning of the 29th of September 2009. Tagaloa Penny, a primary school teacher, describes what happened.
The waves destroy all the houses, wash away all the houses and kill some of a lot of people in here in my village. I was so sad. My whole life I don't want to see it again. The tsunami, but the first time when I saw it is so dangerous.
Like most of the villagers, Tagaloa Penny moved up to a new site, 50 minutes walk from the coast and at the top of a hill. They're safe from tsunamis, but not from cyclones.
When we moved up new location for our village, so I feel happy about that because it's so safe. We safe from the tsunami again, but the only problem up is the cyclone. When the cyclone is too heavy, it's too strong, so it's not good for us.
Samoa, like many other small island developing states, or SIDS, is highly susceptible to extreme weather. Many believe that the increasing regularity of these extreme conditions is due to climate change. The international community is currently in Samoa for the third SIDS conference, where delegates will discuss how best to help these island nations deal with climate change. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is attending. He visited the new Salipaga village where he was given an honorary title. He expressed his support for Samoa.
I know your country is facing a lot of difficulties caused by climate change, rising sea tides. That is why I'm here to show my strong solidarity and unity with the people of Samoa. United Nations will work with you and stand by with you.
The conference will also look at how the more than 50 SIDS nations and territories can develop sustainably. Puli Manofiu speaks for the high chiefs of Salipaga village.
So the problem that we don't have enough resources, and also the most problem happen in our village is for the water, not enough water in my village. So we really need a help from those who are having a lot.
People from SIDS countries around the world are hoping their own concerns will be addressed when the conference opens in the Samoan capital Apia on Monday. Daniel Dickinson in Salipaga Village, Samoa.